Jerry Bader Show, 1021. Before I forget, I must give a congratulations to producer Jason's alma mater, UW-Whitewater, wins baseball title, completes three-sport sweep. Football, basketball, baseball. Never been done before, not a Division I, Division II, or Division III. Not all three sports. As the Journal Sentinel points out, the most dominant Division III athletics program in the nation is UW-Whitewater. Oh, no kidding. Wheelchair basketball team winning both men and women. Wow. See, now I'm doing this just to tick Jason off. That's why they're so screwed up in the classroom. All they worry about is athletics. Jason doesn't care. He just doesn't care. I'm just speechless. I don't know what else to say about it. Just absolutely amazing that they would do that. All right. I want to get to this because I want to finish this in the 8 minutes that I have. As you know, liberals have found themselves in a quandary. They, when the VA scandal broke, they went to their default, well, it's not his fault. You know, this was a big problem before he got there. Oh! Except you don't really want to say that in the case of the VA health system because it has been held up as the shining light of a government-run healthcare system. So they said that, and then they're like, oh, can I take that back? Did I say that out loud? Wait, no, that wasn't me. Because now they have no defense against that. Yes, it's a failed government-run single-payer healthcare system. And yes, Republicans should have been willing to say this a long time ago, but it got a lot worse under President Obama. A piece in today's Wall Street Journal, Dr. Hal Schertz is a pediatric urological surgeon at Georgia Urology and Children's Healthcare of Atlanta. He also was a VA doctor, as many doctors were. Doctors' war stories from VA hospitals. Administrators limited operating time so that work stopped by 3 p.m. Listen to this. I'm going to share it with you. With the recent revelations about the disgraceful treatment of patients by the Veterans Affairs hospitals, the public is discovering what the majority of doctors in this country have long known. The VA healthcare system is a disaster. Throwing more money at the system or demanding the scalps of top bureaucrats, Washington's reflexive response to any problem of this sort, won't repair the mess. What's needed is a fundamental rethinking of how to provide medical care for America's veterans. The federal government runs two giant health care programs, Medicare and the VA system. Medicare is provided by private physicians and other providers. Its finances are a mess, but the care that seniors receive is, by and large, outstanding. The VA health care system is run by a centrally controlled federal bureaucracy. Ultimately, that is the source of the poor care veterans receive. U.S. doctors are well aware of the problems with VA hospitals because many of us trained at them. There are 153 VA hospitals. Most of them are affiliated with the country's 155 medical schools, and they play an integral role in the education of young physicians. These physicians have borne witness to the abuses and mismanagement. And when they attempt to fight against the entrenched bureaucracy on behalf of their patients, they meet fierce resistance. Most doctors have their personal VA stories. In my experience at VA hospitals in San Antonio and San Diego, patients were seen in clinics that were understaffed and overscheduled. Appointments for x-rays and other tests had to be scheduled months in advance and longer for surgery. Now listen to this. Hospital administrators limited operating time, making sure that work stopped by 3 p.m. Consequently, the physician in charge kept a list of patients who needed surgery and rationed the available slots to those with the most urgent problems. Then he names names of colleagues. Scott Barber, orthopedic surgeon and friend, trained at the Miami VA hospital. Listen to this story. In an attempt to get more patients onto the operating room schedule, he enlisted fellow residents to clean the operating rooms between cases and transport patients from their rooms into the surgical suites. Right, did you hear that? Surgeons were doing the grunt work. Why? Because they wanted to maximize the number of people who could get into the OR. Guess what the response was? Instead of offering praise for their industriousness, the chief of surgery reprimanded the doctors and put a stop to their actions. From his perspective, they were not solving a problem, but were making federal workers look bad and creating more work for others, like nurses, who had to take care of more post-op patients. At the VA hospital in St. Louis, urologist Michael Packer, a former partner of mine, had difficulty getting charts from the medical records department. He and another resident hunted them down themselves. It was easier for department workers to say they couldn't find a chart than go through the trouble of looking. Without these records, patients could not receive care, which was an unacceptable situation to these doctors. Not long after they began doing this, they were warned to stand down. There are thousands of other stories just like these. He writes, "In my experience, the best thing that a patient in the VA system could hope for was that the services he needed were unavailable." Why? When that's the case, the VA outsources their care to doctors in the community where their problems are promptly addressed. But these patients still need to return to the VA system for other services and get back on a long waiting list. And then he gets to the heart of the matter. Proponents of the Affordable Care Act have long used the VA to showcase the benefits of federally planned and run health care. Doctors know otherwise, and it is no surprise that a majority of them have opposed a mammoth federal regulatory apparatus to control health care in this country. The systemic problems with the VA bureaucracy are a harbinger of things to come. The best solution for veterans would be to wind down the VA hospitals. The men and women who have served in our armed forces should be supplied with a federally issued insurance card, allowing them to receive their care in the community where it can be delivered better and more efficiently. The veterans who receive their care at VA hospitals are the kindest and most grateful patients that I have had the privilege to care for in my career. Unfortunately, they are getting shortchanged. The time to repair this national embarrassment is long past. That is the real issue here. It is. That's the issue. It's a broken system. Yes, it was broken before Barack Obama. No doubt about it. He vowed to fix it. What he found out is it can't be fixed. And to set standards, you'll get cooking of the books trying to pretend you're meeting those standards. This is where Obamacare is headed. This is where single-payer, universal health care, government-run, is headed. This is Canada. This is England. This is other countries. This is reality. Liberals are caught in it and don't know what to do. It's 10:30.
Join the Jerry Bader Facebook fan page. Go to jerrybadershow.com.